Hey there, awesome people. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of social media. And sometimes, maybe just stepping away from it for a minute. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through Instagram and suddenly realize you've spent an hour comparing your life to perfectly curated vacations and avocado toast masterpieces? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into the world of social media detox. Not just some trendy buzzword, but a real-life practice that can seriously change your game. Now, before we get started, let's be clear. This isn't about demonizing social media or throwing away your phone. It's about finding a healthy balance, reclaiming your time and energy, and focusing on what truly matters in life, real connections, genuine experiences, and maybe even getting some sunshine without the constant filter check. Ever felt like you're living for the gram instead of actually living? You know that feeling when you miss out on amazing moments because you're too busy documenting them? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways from my own social media detox journey. Things that absolutely rocked my world and hopefully will rock yours too. 1. It's all about awareness. Before you can detox, you gotta know your triggers. What apps suck you in? When are you most likely to scroll endlessly? Once you're aware of those patterns, you can start setting boundaries and making conscious choices about your screen time. Think of it like recognizing that sugar craving. Knowing it's there helps you resist temptation. 2. Unfollow the negativity. Look, social media is a highlight reel. It's not always a fair representation of reality, especially when it comes to comparing yourself to others. If certain accounts are bringing you down, making you feel insecure or envious, hit that unfollow button. You've got control over your feed, curated with positivity and inspiration. Remember, your mental health matters way more than that perfectly curated image. 3. Schedule digital-free time. This is a game changer, folks. Designate specific periods throughout the day where you completely disconnect from your phone. Have breakfast without scrolling, go for a walk in nature without taking a single photo, engage in real conversations with people who are right there with you. It's amazing how much more present and connected you feel when you give yourself a break from the digital noise. 4. Find alternative activities. Boredom is often the root of mindless scrolling. So, fill that void with things that genuinely bring you joy, reading, painting, playing an instrument, catching up with friends, exploring new hobbies. The more engaging and fulfilling your offline life is, the less tempting social media will become. 5. Remember why you're doing this. Detoxing from social media isn't about deprivation, it's about rediscovering what truly matters to you. Focus on your goals, cultivate meaningful relationships, spend time in nature, engage in activities that spark your passion. The benefits of stepping back are immense: increased focus, reduced stress, improved sleep, and a deeper sense of connection with yourself and the world around you. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was constantly on her phone, comparing herself to others, feeling anxious about missing out, and generally stressed out. Then she decided to take a week-long social media detox. What happened? Well, she rediscovered the joy of reading novels without interruptions, started going for hikes with friends, cooked delicious meals from scratch. No more takeout. And even picked up painting again, something she loved but had neglected for years. She came back feeling refreshed, less stressed, and more confident in herself. The point is, social media detox isn't about quitting cold turkey or living as a digital hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance that works for you, reclaiming your time and energy, and focusing on what truly matters. So, are you ready to take the first step? Start small. Maybe just 30 minutes a day without checking your phone, or try setting screen-free zones in your home. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Let's chat about it. Share your thoughts, experiences, and tips for navigating the world of social media detox in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, for more insights, relatable stories, and practical advice to help you reclaim your digital life. Until next time, keep it real. Keep it balanced, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.